Orient by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The American Red Cross is using Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery to prepare for their response to Hurricane Dorian. Workers and volunteers will put together comfort and cleanup kits to deliver to people in the path of the hurricane today. Maxwell Air Force Base is a staging area for FEMA ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Maxwell is serving as an incident support base. The base has already received trailers of food, water, and other supplies that FEMA may use after the hurricane passes. And Alabama State University and Tuskegee University are excited for the Labor Day Classic this weekend. ASU is hosting a number of events leading up to the big game. The week begins with a day of service at Montgomery Salvation Army and a community block party outside the ASU stadium. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hurricane Dorian, still an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm, battering the Bahamas and posing a powerful threat to the southeastern U.S.
The killer who took the lives of 7 people and wounded 22 others in West Texas. The New York Times is reporting the gunman had been fired from his trucking job just hours before going on that shooting spree.
39 people were on board the diving boat when it caught fire in the darkness. The passengers asleep in berths down below.
The men's top seed in the U.S. Open, Novak Djokovic, has been dealing with a bothersome shoulder injury for several weeks. Djokovic shaking his head, he told the umpire that he would have to retire. That's when fans started booing.
One of Hollywood's biggest names, Kevin Hart, is in the hospital recovering from back surgery after his car careened into a ditch.
Student pilot taking one of his first flying lessons when his flying instructor passed out midair in Perth, Australia.
Incredibly, Max brought the plane down without a scratch.
Well done. That's amazing.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. The hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on A2C, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for an extra name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. So you'll get one for being a caller, then one for being a first-time caller. That really improves your odds of winning that gift basket. And that's a good thing, I tell you. How long is that seven people shot and killed in Chicago? How long is that?
342.
Let's play that. We're going to play this double brute here.
Welcome back. Seven people shot and killed in Chicago over Labor Day weekend, and that gun violence largely ignored by many lawmakers, despite so many Democrats calling for more gun laws in the wake of a mass shooting situation in Texas. But don't both of these stories deserve the same amount of attention? Joining me now is criminal defense attorney Lakai Vinson and GOP pollster and strategist John Thomas. Guys, thanks so much for coming on. You see these numbers. Obviously, Texas, what happened, John, got so much attention. Not a lot of talk about what happened in Chicago, although the same number of people were killed. What do you make of that?
Well, it's no surprise, unfortunately, if you look at areas, big cities that have some of the toughest gun laws often have some of the highest crime rates. So it's not gun crime rates. So it's not necessarily that gun laws can prevent this kind of violence. But here's the issue. The 2020 Democrats want these bumper sticker policy solutions. But what they really need to be focusing on is right in their own backyard. And they need to get back to basics. OK, that means that, like in places like California, don't let violent felons out early onto the streets. It means reducing cost of living to eliminate homelessness, reduce homelessness. And look, this isn't sexy, but we've got to fix our broken education system so we can stop crime before it starts. Last thing is, I've met a lot of kids who have joined gangs. I've never met one that said they wanted to, but yeah. I've met many that said they felt that they had no choice.
Yeah.
We have to fix that.
Yeah, that.
So they had no choice. In other words, they weren't being forced into it. Is that that was the path for their own personal security and for belonging.
Right. Which in some situations it might be. You never know.
Well, and you know, we've spoken at length with Dr. Sorensen talking about ISIS recruiting people. The same concept that ISIS is using, that you're forlorn and you don't have anybody and you're trying to find yourself, that's the same thing with the gangs. I mean, I didn't want to, they have a gang unit oversight here. There's somebody now that I now know. And he had heard that comment on the show before, and he said, that's absolutely right.
It could definitely, in my opinion, be exactly that, the forlornness, these sorts of things. But I think it could also be, you know, if they're talking about their own personal security, maybe they give them an offer, these young kids an offer they can't refuse, that you and your family are going to be in trouble unless you join me. I'm sure some of that sometimes goes on. Maybe you aren't a full-blown gang member, but you better cooperate with us.
Let's continue on.
Have to fix that.
Yeah, that is certainly a very good point. Lakai, over to you. The fact that Chicago doesn't get nearly the attention as Odessa, what do you make of that?
Listen, I agree with John. Certainly, the Democratic hopefuls should focus on inner city communities. They should focus on mass shootings, but no less than they focus on white-on-white crime or white supremacy. The truth is every time we talk about mass shootings, we shift back to these urban communities. It's like going to a doctor's office and you say that you have brain cancer and they focus on the heart. The issue that we're discussing right now is mass shootings. So we certainly need to be talking about gun control, gun reform, including universal checks, as well as banning assault rifles.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Let's talk about the mayor of Chicago versus Ted Cruz. They got into it, so you have the tragedy in Texas. You have the situation in Chicago. Here's Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, calling out Ted Cruz, saying 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois, mostly from states dominated by coward Republicans like you, talking about Ted Cruz, who refused to enact common sense gun legislation. Keep our name out of your mouth. John, what did you make of this back and forth between the mayor of Chicago and the Texas senator?
Look, Lori's trying to shift the blame from looking inward and looking at the disastrous state of her own city and fixing problems. And it's a political winner for her to pick a fight with a Republican like Ted Cruz. But the reality is we've seen time and time again that criminals don't obey our laws. And if gun laws were the solution, Lori, she would have lower gun rates, crime rates in her city. It's, I mean, just simply a false flag.
Sure. Lakai, Ted Cruz says, you know, gun control doesn't work. He says, look at Chicago as an example of that. What do you say?
I disagree. I think that Lori is spot on. We have to start somewhere, and gun control is the start of that. We need to certainly look into universal background checks, banning assault rifles, and start at step one so that we can get to step two and end this mass shooting culture that we're in.
Okay.
That's amazing. So that's going to end the mass shooting culture that we're in. And notice that they're doing, they're really kind of talking out loud about, you know, confiscation of firearms and trying to do something about this horrific mess that we're in. Versus that we have a social problem. That's the thing.
I don't want to give it away, but Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special, it's very rude, folks. It's not safe for work. I'll tell you that up front, but I love
Chappelle?
It.
Chappelle? No.
Yeah. But he has a solution to gun control.
Yeah? You want to share?
I don't know if I should. You should have to watch the special. I'll share. He said essentially every African-American, every black American should register for a legal firearm, then they'll take the guns away. Because actually, in a serious point, the history of gun control in this country has mostly been disarming the black population.
Interesting. I like that. Let's see which way we need to go here. I don't know. Maybe we can catch this caller before I get into another subject matter here. Ken! Our Ken? The one and only?
Well, no, different Ken.
No, different Ken. Hey,
we
Ken.
Have many Kens. Hey, Ken.
Hey, it's been a while. Hey, I would be all for a bigger universal background check if they allow universal concealed carry. Because if we're going through the whole background check, then how can they deny a concealed carry permit if they're that diehard about having that background check?
When you're saying a universal concealed carry, you're talking about you don't have to get a permit.
No, I'm saying state to state. You know, there's only certain states that I can carry concealed carry in with my Alabama concealed carry. But make a universal, if you're going to do the background check, make it so where you can concealed carry in all 50 states.
You don't think that's a state right issue to make a decision of that?
Well, isn't a background check a statewide issue already?
No, background check is a federal issue.
Well, I understand, but I'm talking about the concealed carry. But if they're going to, I don't see what more background they want done, but if they're going to go that far, then let's make concealed carry a nationwide at the same time.
Yeah, interesting concept. Let me ask you something. Do you, are there places you do not go because they do not allow concealed carry?
Well, I'm from New York State. It's where I grew up.
Oh, boy, look at you.
Yeah, there's a reason I haven't gone back, too. But I could not conceal carry. I could not even bring my gun legally into the state.
Right, same thing in New Jersey, too.
And ironically, I could carry my gun into Canada as long as I declare it, but I can't take it back to my home state.
Yeah, it's interesting. All the cool states have reciprocal with our concealed carry. All the no-no states don't.
Correct. And my whole travel up there this summer, I could go to every state except for my home state with my concealed carry. And because Pennsylvania just accepted Alabama's 7 or 8 months ago.
I didn't know that. I thought they had already had done that because we were talking about this about a year ago.
And okay, well, maybe it has been about a year, but...
No, it was... I didn't realize that Pennsylvania had just done that when we were talking about it a year ago, but I think you're right.
Oh, yeah. Pennsylvania is now accepts Alabama.
Yeah, in some of these states, and when you go out into the real for life West, you go to Montana, you go to North Dakota, and South Dakota, Wyoming, places like that. These, you know, it's like the old South where every truck you saw had a firearm in it, every single truck. And particularly when you got out of Billings, for example, or you got out of Cheyenne, because there aren't, you know, sheriff's not going to get to you. You got to be able to deal with the situation yourself.
Yeah. Well, where I grew up in New York was so rural that when people would hit a deer near a house, it would take state troopers or sheriff's department an hour to respond.
Yeah.
So we normally put the deer down ourselves.
What part of, of course you would. What part of New York were you,
Near the Finger Lakes, the Corning, New York area.
Okay, yeah. People don't realize that there's a whole nother New York. Everybody thinks New York City, just like when they think of New Jersey, they think of Newark. New Jersey is not Newark, I promise you. It's a very beautiful state. And when you get into the Pocono Mountains and areas of New York, it is absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous.
Yep. Like my grandma said, if it wasn't for that little communist island, it'd be a great state.
I like your grandmother.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Ken. News 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey's on. This show has flown by.
Indeed it has.
We must be having a good time. I think the corona helps out. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. Reminder, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you're a first-time caller, we'll put your name in twice. Yeah, Sweet Creek was good to me this weekend. Definitely going to hit it up for next weekend, too. I like the short week stuff, too, you know? Trey Gowdy. I love Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy has found his calling. He didn't have to be a member of Congress. He gets the both best sides of everything by doing what he's doing. He gets to practice law, and he gets to be a talking head. Let's listen to Trey Gowdy talking about the IG report in Comey.
You've read through the report. You've dealt personally with Mr. Director Comey over a series of years. What's your takeaway from what Mr. Horowitz concluded?
Well, he's a two-time offender. Remember, Horowitz also dinged him for his handling of the Clinton email investigation, so now he gets dinged in the other major case he handled in 2016. I never said Comey would or should go to jail. I'm certainly not going to apologize to anyone who violated FBI and Department of Justice policy, who violated an employment agreement, who shared sensitive information about an ongoing investigation, who sent classified information to an unauthorized person, and then had amnesia when the FBI came to his home to try to retrieve government property. I'm not going to apologize to that person. I will give him a piece of unsolicited advice, Jason. You referenced Comey's obsession with his higher ethical standing than the rest of us have. So here's my advice. You should aspire to more in life than simply skating by without having been indicted. If that is your goal in life, to just not meet every essential element of a criminal offense, and you think you should be congratulated and apologized to for simply because you were not indicted, you better give back some of those higher loyalty speaking fees.
I love this guy. Higher loyalty speaking fees. I love the way he does stuff. Love it. Now, one of the big arguments that Comey had is that, well, these notes that he was taking were of a nature of a diary. That was his personal notes. This is why he is so full of it. He is so full of El Toro poo-poo. It's unbelievable. Listen to Trey Gowdy talk about Comey's alleged diary.
You know, it's really interesting, this little nuanced part about when the FBI did go to his home. You know, as an FBI director, he does get a SCIF, a secured compartmental information facility, but he evidently took this information, didn't keep it in the SCIF, He kept it in his own personal safe, supposedly. Yeah. That's a real problem, right? I mean, you just imagine if every federal employee did that.
Well, it's not a problem if you consider it to be your own personal diary. So, I mean, it depends on what the record said. Did the record say, "Dear diary, Congress was mean to me today, but I did get to talk to the president"? That might be a personal diary. That's not what this was. He's talking to his boss. He's talking to the head of the executive branch, and then he memorializes it. It's a public record. No matter what he calls it, that record belongs to the United States. So he can call it a diary, like birthday cards and other correspondence, but nobody other than Jim Comey considers that to be personal.
He just nails this stuff so well. Okay, so now Trey Gowdy is going to be talking about, again, Dean twice, and he will be remembered for those things that he did wrong, not for his record as a FBI, not for his past.
Do you think there was the accountability and the consequence? You know, the criticism here is that if somebody else had done this, they would be in handcuffs. They would be going to jail. But is Lady Justice being fair and right here? And is he being held accountable?
Well, Jason, I'm very sensitive to that. When our fellow citizens think we have a two-track justice system, either for the famous or the not famous, or the rich or the poor, then we're in trouble as a republic. I would tell my fellow citizens this. We have to have other ways of meting out accountability other than simply indictments. You know, Hillary Clinton was never indicted. She was never charged, therefore never guilty of a crime. But yet the American jury in 2016 meted out a consequence. Jim Comey, whether he likes it or not, all of his past in the Southern District of New York, all of his past at Maine Justice, all of his time as an FBI director, some of which I agreed with, all of that will be forgotten. God in history will be all of our judges, but they will judge Jim Comey based on the fact that he got dinged on both of the major investigations he was handling in 2016 by the Inspector General. That will be the accountability. That's what history will remember about Jim Comey.
Yeah, I think this, we're going to get into this with Biggs and Lindsey Graham and some other things here that we'll get to before the show's over. But I think that James Comey's stock was at his highest level when he was kind of pushing back against the president for stuff and just general public things. But I think it's dwindled so much since that point. That was over almost 2 years ago. So now let's listen to him talking about Comey expects Gowdy and others to apologize. Well, let's hold our breath for that one.
Mr. Comey actually expects you to apologize. Are you ready to apologize tonight?
What temperature is it in hell right now? is it snowing? When it snows in hell, you let me know. Why would I apologize to somebody that's been dinged on both of the major investigations by a guy like Michael Horowitz, who is hardly a Republican? He was picked by Obama and confirmed by the Senate, I think, without a dissenting vote.
Yeah.
That's who said you screwed up Jim Comey. It wasn't a couple of Republican congressmen.
Yeah, no, a couple of congressmen did think he screwed up.
No.
I think you and I were both on that bandwagon. But you're right, Horowitz, impeccable credentials, appointed by Obama, confirmed unanimously by the United States Senate. Even Comey praised the Inspector General. He's now been on the receiving end of two Inspector General reports and more to come.
Two. He's a two-time career offender.
Yeah.
Three strikes and you're out.
You know, I had a former prosecutor attorney who heard my statement talking about that the IG report was kind of a roadmap of building the case against James Comey. He said, after going back and reading it, I absolutely agree with you that they were being very intentional. Why would you put into that report the fact that the FBI car was waiting on him with a laptop in it, and that he started writing that memo instantly then, and then went to a secured site where he did a video conferencing with the Crossfire Hurricanes people, plus some others. It was I didn't realize until he pointed out, and I went back and read it, that it was multiple sites that they were doing this from, including NSA. So Why would you do that unless you're not trying to build a case? Because it would just add it to it. All you had to do is say, this is what he did wrong, period. But it did chapter and verse. It's going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Dorian on the move again after sitting over the Bahamas for more than a day. It's now a Category 2 storm with 110-mile-an-hour winds.
The eye is now 40 miles wide. So as the winds come down, you start to see that expansion. We talked about that a few days ago. Hurricane-force winds extending out 60 miles. So we still have the hurricane warnings up.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian is moving to the northwest at 5 miles an hour. It's blamed for at least 5 deaths in the Bahamas. Walmart ending sales of ammunition for handguns after a series of mass shootings, including one at a Walmart store. Fox's Gernal Scott.
Walmart says it will also ask customers not to openly carry guns in their stores, even if individual state laws allow it.
Walmart is also ending the sale of ammo used in military-style rifles. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor extremely powerful Dorian near the Florida coast, our weather pattern is quiet for the next several days. Hot day today with a high around 95, heat index near 100, sunshine dry, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday too, high temperatures in the middle 90s each day, rain chances just about zero through the end of the week and the weekend, and we could be in the upper 90s by Sunday. Stay on top of the latest information on Hurricane Dorian by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Okay, let's now move to Lindsey Graham, who there were several interviews that were done on Friday night that I thought were pretty good, considering that everything kind of got wiped out with the weekend of the hurricane and all that kind of stuff. So let's listen to Lindsey Graham talking about he made a request to the AG bar, and how what that request was and what's the next step of it.
To this letter that you have now penned to Attorney General William Barr, I've got it in my hands here, Senator, and it specifically addressed the Inspector General's investigation into FISA abuse. What are you asking the Attorney General for in this letter?
As much declassification as possible. I want the public to see the process in real time. I want the FISA warrant applications to be revealed to the public as much as possible. What do we know from the Horowitz reports regarding Comey? He basically was accused of manipulating the system, ignoring rules and procedures that are in place regarding memos owned by the government to get an outcome. Comey wanted a special counsel appointed. He manipulated the system to get the outcome. The question for me is, did they manipulate the warrant system to get a warrant against Carter Page? Did they manipulate the counterintelligence investigation against Papadopoulos? Did they manipulate the outcome of the Clinton investigation because they wanted her to win and Trump to lose? So I'm looking for a pattern of manipulation and bias. And the question, does that pattern rise to the level of criminality? We'll soon hear from the Inspector General about the warrant application.
Yeah, I think we're within like 2 weeks of that happening. I think that's going to be the next shoe that's going to drop. And I think that will tell us a lot. Are we over pushing this, or are we about on target? And is this a step two out of a real quick series of step two, three, and four, or is this a big step two? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How in the heck is your day going?
Oh, good, man, but it's steamy. And boy, we are dry in this area. This has been a dry as hell summer, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an early fall, because I tell you what, my leaves are falling like crazy at my house.
They are. Yes, I do believe we're going to be buried very soon.
and there's the squirrels are eating pecans like crazy, so you know it's coming.
Yes, my pecan tree that just had pecans for the first time this year no longer has them.
There you go. But you have some fat squirrels around there.
That's right. You know, the FBI has been a bad organization for a long time and done a lot of stupid stuff. Here's a good, for instance, in the past, during the McCarthy years, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they got all the rocket scientists together, and they were working and doing very good work, and then here comes McCarthy and the FBI. They single out a Chinese man who was one of their best scientists, and they got him deported to China. He hadn't done anything wrong, had no connections with any Communist Party or anything. He is the father of the Chinese rocket program. He's the one that did everything. They couldn't have done it without him, and the FBI got him deported like a bunch of idiots.
Sounds like the Von Braun situation there.
Yes, yes. And, you know, they were talking, this is so weird, because they opened the door for Von Braun, gave him rolled out the red carpet, and this gentleman hadn't done anything to anybody and associated with any government, and they deported him. And they screwed up, because China's sitting on the moon, basically, because of this guy that the FBI deported. So, and there was another Asian scientist that just moved to Paris. He said, I've had enough. And he became an artist and never did science again. So it even hurt America's space program with the operations of the FBI. The organization is just riddled with trouble, and it seems to have a formula that's easy to corrupt. Why is it just the FBI and not the other guys that have these problems? Or do you have...
I think we might find out they do have these problems.
The other organizations?
Yeah, the alphabet organizations.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I guess that's inherent within the whole system then. It's going to be hard to get around that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that when, particularly the Brennan Clapper piece of the equation, I think that's going to be a major eye-opener.
I hope so. I get a little worried when I hear Trey Gowdy talking, because he's great with platitudes and speaking and all that, but he ain't got a damn soul in trouble for nothing. He's talked a lot about it. Really pissed me off when Hillary got away with everything. You know, everything.
You talking about Benghazi?
Yes, and the emails, all this stuff, the secured server. It was just... And we ain't heard a peep from them guys, have we?
No, and there's a reason for that. Low profile. Keeping a low profile.
Yes, and how about Obama buying his new estate, $30 million, 19 acres, on the waterfront? So
yeah, he's not too worried about global warming, then.
Yeah, who's worried about global warming? He's in the club. You know, water don't rise on those guys up there. So then nobody's talking about that much either. So it's just the worst part about this whole deal is 2.5 years wasted investigating Donald Trump for nothing. And the crap with them holding this stuff over past the election last time is really shady.
I agree with that, and I think that was intentionally done.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and it definitely affected the election.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's part of where Mueller's going to have a problem, or the Mueller team's going to have a problem, is that when they go back and rebuild this case and the FISA warrant, and then they look at what the Mueller team did, were they doing a stall tactic? And the concept was, we can get the House back and get Trump impeached. That was the only thing that they could bank on.
Yeah. And it didn't work, but it sure was a waste of time.
Absolutely.
I hope the American people are aware of that as much as possible. The ones that have the ability to be aware.
Well, the question is,
they don't have that ability.
If the media will talk about it, then they'll know about it. If the media doesn't talk about it, then it's not going to be too much out there.
Well, let's not hold our breath, gentlemen. We'll be blue in the face real quick. Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
You too.
Can we get Papa B in here? Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard. And how was your weekend, big guy?
Oh, super fantabulous, man. I tell you, what a great time.
Did you get Boston butt?
I did, and it was... Dan, I got to say, it's hands down the best Boston butt I've ever bought.
I know. Let me tell you something.
Really
I stopped cooking them once I had one. Because I was going, why am I putting that much time into that? Now, I may cook something, slow cook it, but not at the big butt level.
The big butt. You like big butts.
I love big butts.
Hey, well, you know, the thing is, if I try to cook a Boston butt or smoke a Boston butt, I wind up having these parts that almost like turned to jerky or something, you know? But this was tender through and through.
Do you wrap yours in aluminum foil?
Well, the last time I tried, I did. But it still didn't work like the way they got it done, you know?
Yeah, that's because they're smoking theirs for 20 hours.
Yeah.
You're probably more in the 5-6 hour range.
In that range. And then the thing is, it was good. There's no way I could beat that kind of cooking, and especially for the money. My goodness, that was a great deal.
I know people were sending me messages on Facebook. Thanks for telling us about the Sweet Creek Farm Market. That's the best deal going.
Well, we got red velvet cake. Obviously, we had to pick up some swamp cookies.
Of course.
You know, a bunch of other stuff when we were down there. Mama D just kind of went crazy, you know, in there. So, but it was all good, man. It was all good.
What day did you pick up your Boston butt?
Saturday, around noon, you know.
How busy was it?
And, you know, it was pretty busy, I'd say, but not just overwhelming at the time we went in. Of course, it was... Well, I would say noon. It actually was more like 1:30, 2 o'clock, you know, when I think about it. You know, it was on into the afternoon a little bit.
Well, the folks that I talked to... the folks I talked to who went down there on Saturday said it was packed.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean...
But in a good way. A lot of everybody was jovial and having a good time.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm still picking myself up off the floor for the Auburn game. Oh, my gosh.
I know. That's heart attack.
Heart attack city.
I know. This game brought to you by Montgomery Cardiology. When you're watching the game and have a heart attack, call Montgomery Cardiology.
But I tell you what, old Bo Nix, he just tickled me. You know, he stepped right up in there like a man and handled it. That was an awesome thing to see a young guy like that really just take on that mantle of leadership there in the second half. So, anyway, on this Comey thing.
Yes, sir.
Dan, I tell you, the more I look at it, the more I think this little narcissistic roach might be going legs up here. he's running around.
Versus TU, huh?
Yeah. But now, no kidding. He's still thinking that he can spin himself out of this by tweeting, you know, about it and, you know, get in some sort of a news cycle situation. But he's in deep, man, and I'm telling you, I think that whoever's handling this is playing it just right. This next one, I mean, they've set him up. And this next one, set of findings may just be the ones coming with the handcuffs there, Dan.
Well, and you're going to hear Biggs talk about this. Hopefully we'll get to it. That he's going to say that recommendations that he thinks in this next one, the IG report, there'll be recommendations of indictment.
Well, see, here's the thing. Did they conspire? Was Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, and others, were they conspiring?
Well, and again, when you go back and you look at the IG report, I believe that was the reason he said he did the secured video conference and that certain people had lost emails and things like that. I think he's building the case against Comey and others.
Well, that's the definition of conspiracy, isn't it? Three or more people?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what the actual definition of it, but I think that gets close to it right there. So, you know, we got another little time to wait here. But, boy, this soup is getting thick. And I hope we get some action here before long, because we just really can't have people at the highest levels of government trying to decide for everybody else how to vote. You know,
amen.
That's just not right at all. And something needs to be done about it. But anyway, guys, thanks for taking my call. Had a good time. And I will talk to y'all.
I'm glad you enjoyed that Boston butt. They were really good. Yep. Let's go to a break. Let's see if we can pop up the last remaining part of Lindsey Graham and then a little bit of Congressman Biggs from Arizona.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys, final segment of this show. This thing has flown by, and I really appreciate all the telephone calls. So let's see if we can knock some of these off, Joey-san.
All right.
Lindsey Graham now talking about the FISA warrant and its origins.
Andy Biggs, member of House Judiciary, is warning that this next report could be even more devastating, suggesting indictments could be coming. Here was Andy Biggs over the weekend.
We anticipate that's going to come probably mid-September, and I anticipate that we're going to see some very stark revelations of manipulation of the whole system for political purposes. I think you're going to actually see some indictments. I hope you do, because this is trying to take down a sitting president.
Do you see more indictments coming, Senator?
Possibly. So what did we learn from the first report about Comey? That he did not care about the rules in place. He wanted an outcome to make sure that there'd be a special counsel appointed. He leaked information inappropriately, even though it wasn't classified. The question for me is, did they manipulate the FISA court to get a warrant illegally against Carter Page? They spent almost no time verifying the dossier that was used to get the warrant. The dossier is unverified to this day. So what I'm looking for is accountability and responsibility. What should the price be for somebody who lies to the FISA court to get a warrant against an American citizen? We need to hold those accountable who watch us when it comes to getting warrants against anybody, regardless of the political party in question. So I'm looking at a pattern here. Did they manipulate the FISA court? Mm-hmm. Did they manipulate the counterintelligence rules against Papadopoulos? Did they let Clinton go because they had a political bias? Time will tell.
Now, remember, Lindsey Graham has asked the Attorney General to declassify these documents because he wants the, as he says, the public to make the decision. And again, I think that's going to be building the case that's out there. And I think the person, particularly when you get down to this FISA warrant and where it says verified, and then Comey has signed that, and it was with a document, the Steele dossier, that was not verified, that is an out-and-out falsehood to the court. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham talking about falsifying the FISA warrant.
James Comey, it was suggested by Andy Biggs in that same interview, doesn't understand quite the extent of what he did or whether it was wrong even. He said he's dodging and weaving. Do you agree with that?
Well, Horowitz is a pretty neutral guy here. He was appointed by Obama, and he slammed Comey because Comey ignored all the rules and procedures in place to get an outcome he desired. He wanted President Trump to be investigated by a special counsel. He took the rules and procedures in his own hands to get an outcome. The rules be damned. The question is, did he do the same thing to the FISA court? Did they take the law in their own hands? Did they give to the court a document that was unverified? Did they swear under oath falsely that this was an accurate document justifying a warrant? I'm dying to hear about that because the rules and procedures regarding the leaked information is damning, but the manipulating of a court process is illegal. Let's just put it this way. If they manipulated the FISA court system and nobody gets prosecuted, what would deter people in the future from doing the same thing? My goal is to make sure people never do this again, declassify as much as possible so the public can see what Horowitz was looking at. And this is not revenge, this is just accountability.
I've got to leave it there, but have you gotten a response to this letter yet?
Not yet, but I'm very hopeful that we're going to let the whole story be told. Accountability and transparency is my goal, and I am sure criminality is going to be looked at very hard by Mr. Durham and others.
Criminality. He, and let me tell you something, Lindsey Graham has seen this stuff. You can tell just by the way he answered that. Just a question. I think he already knows the answer to this. I think what he's doing is he's asking so Barr can say, from pressure from Congress, and it really starts making sense. Okay, here's Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona talking about the IG findings in Comey.
The DOJ Inspector General releasing a report on James Comey Thursday, finding the former FBI director violated bureau policies in his handling of memos on his private meetings with President Trump. The president's supporters calling it the tip of the iceberg of alleged anti-Trump bias at the FBI as we await two more DOJ reports on alleged FISA abuse and the origins of the Russia investigation. Let's Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs, your reaction to the Inspector General's findings on James Comey.
Well, I thought it was very interesting because Mr. Comey had been indicating that he was kind of above the fray, but we know actually he was right in the middle of it. He confirmed that he leaked information to a friend to get it to a New York Times reporter because he wanted to manipulate the appointment of a special counsel, which started the whole Russia, the whole Mueller investigation, which is basically tried to put a damper on the Trump presidency. And I just felt like when you read it, it was nothing surprising there. It was what we anticipated. But I think Mr. Comey basically is just dodging and weaving, and I don't think he understands fully what he did was even wrong. And that's a real problem, to realize that the very top guy at the FBI does not acknowledge his problems and what he did was wrong. He's defending it, and he feels he should be apologized to. It was actually audacious in many respects.
Let me also mention something here. You remember the IG report recommended indictment. Barr decided not to do that.
Right.
It does not mean, now I have been told by a prosecutor, it does not mean that he can't change his mind with further evidence. And here's the key, is what was the motivating factor, and do we see a chain of events where he was intentionally doing things that brought it up to this chain of events? When you read the report, it looks like that is the predicate that the IG is putting down. Now, Barr takes another IG report and a Durham report, puts them together, and then says, aha! Yeah, this was a plan that was seated back in March, mm-hmm. and you did the counterintelligence for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to get Donald Trump, and you had Confederates with you. Their names are Brennan and Clapper. I think that's where they're going. Let's listen to the Durham cut three of Andy Biggs.
Connecticut federal prosecutor John Durham looking into the origins of the Russia investigation. What are you looking for on that front?
Well, uh-huh. I would anticipate that he's going to find that you're going to have a setup. So all of this goes back to George Papadopoulos, and basically he was set up. And you're going to find that there was nothing there. The Fusion GPS dossier, which is basically a set of memos that were basically just put out for Oppo research, and some of it was just flat-out lies, were used to try to infiltrate the Trump campaign and then, in turn, take down the president shortly after he was elected. And this has been a problem for us for 3 years now. And it's the most outrageous thing you can imagine, and I think that you're going to see some accountability there. I hope we see accountability there.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show,
good
my friend.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.